Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:21 p.m. and that is British or UK Standard Time. And kicking off today, looking at the Spider Junk Bond Index ETF, and it was down in a dynamic fashion again today, having popped on the upside on Friday and being relatively unchanged yesterday. We're back testing the lows, and what I find perhaps most interesting is the fact that when you look at it on a weekly basis, that it is trading back below the trend mean, and that if it is going to bounce, it would really want to be getting about it. On previous occasions when it has pulled back below the trend mean, it has bounced, and then in a dramatic fashion, which has reasserted demand dominance. But there has certainly been a rounding characteristic and loss of momentum for most of this year, and that was following the rather steep pullback we saw in 2015, that it never really quite regained the impetus, and now it is breaking lower. So provided this breakdown is sustained, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the downside. And that's important, because if junk bond yields are or I guess the junk bond market is performing less well, then the potential is that spreads will start to widen out. And spreads have widened over the last couple of weeks, and they're now back testing the region of the trend mean. So this is a natural area where one might begin to ask, what next? And the big what next is, of course, going to be what happens with the US tax plan. And since we have come up to the time when decisions need to be made on the tax plan, the stock market has basically gone nowhere. And the S&P 500 today was in mildly negative territory, but it repeated a pattern that it has performed now on a number of occasions since the end of October, which has been to recoup intraday losses, to leave a tail on the candle. This is the fourth occasion since late October that we've seen just that. And what it is doing is creating an environment where the VIX index has started to drift higher, but again not in a dynamic manner, and then it was off its high in here today, and then that today's high is a lower high than the peak that we saw in October. And a point I've made on repeated broadcasts is that the VIX index, because of the way it's calculated, is now very much leveraged to even small moves in the stock market. But by and large, it was a negative day on stock markets right across the board. So when we look at, for example, the DAX index, which has been pulling back on consecutive days and had bounced off its lows yesterday, well, it gave up some of that advance in here today. It suggests that this period of mean reversion is not yet over, but rather that we've had a very impressive move since really the beginning of October, and that we're in a period of consolidation. The Japanese index, interestingly enough, was in was pretty much unchanged in here today. It was down less than 1 point, which on a 22,000 point index is nothing at all. But perhaps the more important point is we had that very large outside day four sessions ago, and that has represented a peak of near-term significance. There is a short-term overbought condition relative to the trend mean, so it having done so very well in such a short period of time, it is quite healthy that we get at least some pause and consolidation. That, of course, doesn't mean that the medium-term bull market is over, but rather that we're getting some pause, and then I'll personally be using it as a buying opportunity if we see the pullback going any deeper. And I'm watching the second section index, because it has paused at big psychological levels on two previous occasions and is doing so again at 7,000, and it wasn't quite able to hold its advance in here today. But when that returns to a position of outperformance, it's likely to act as a lead indicator for the wider Japanese market by at least a few sessions, if not a week or two. So it really is worth keeping an eye on. And when we look at the Topix Banks Index, then that hadn't quite broken out. It has paused in the region of the psychological 200 level. That's offered resistance on a number of occasions since the end of last year, and It really will need to sustain a move above that level to confirm a return to demand dominance. But when we think about the banking sector, we should probably then cast our minds back to what's happening in the USA, because the banks index was just one of the indices that had been doing well from those October lows, and now we're seeing that first consolidation. You've had a bigger pullback on the banks than you have had on the wider indices. They are, of course, more sensitive to the increasing uncertainty as to exactly what it is that the Republican Party is going to vote on in terms of tax reform. The numbers that are swirling around and the proposals are between the House and the Senate are often contradictory. So we just simply don't know how that is likely to unfold. And until we have some certainty, then the likelihood is that the sectors that are most influenced by that decision, which are banks and indeed the high yield sector, are going to be under pressure, whereas the broad stock market is likely to remain reasonably well bid. Now, the Nasdaq index is obviously among the it's a totem for the technology sector, and it has held onto the majority of its advance, but again, it has paused over the last few sessions, but it hasn't been pausing by nearly the same amount of time as either the Dow or the S&P. It's still well above the levels that it was at towards the end of October. So it does have more of an overbought condition, and it is susceptible to some pause and consolidation. What is also interesting is that in China today there was a small key reversal. And it would help if I type the ticker correctly. But downside follow-through tomorrow would signal a peak of more than very near-term significance. Broadly speaking, this is still a pretty consistent advance, but it has done well over the last few weeks. So again, there is the potential for some pause or consolidation in this index as well. The H-share index in Hong Kong has been marching higher in a pretty steady progression of higher reaction lows for most of the year, but it was also in negative territory today, and that also suggests that we are due the next pause and consolidation. So I think there is a common theme coming through here. Now, it wasn't a particularly bullish day in the commodity sector either. The oil price was pulling back in a reasonably dynamic manner and finished on the lows. So we're getting some consolidation of this dynamic move above $60, but 60 now represents an area of support, whereas previously it had represented an area of resistance. So the question is now, how much of this advance is oil going to sustain? And it wasn't simply that we had a pullback in the oil price, but copper prices were also down in here today and countermanded that move that we saw yesterday. So this is still a reversionary climate there, and the nickel price was weaker than either, and that was down in quite a dynamic fashion on the daily chart in here today. But when we look at that on the weekly basis, that it is unwinding the short-term overbought condition, and it is continuing to look like a base formation completion. So again, what we're seeing is this some pause of consolidation, that there are a number of key uncertainties that are being explored by stock markets at present. Certainly what is happening in terms of China's economic future, and just what the focus of the next Xi administration is going to be, and what influence that is going to have on infrastructure development, is a big question. What's going to happen in terms of taxes in the USA is a big question. What's going to happen in terms of the UK and Brexit is another big question. And when we look, for example, at the pound, then it is at I think a pretty important area in here. That it had got all the way up there to 114, and now we're starting to see resistance beyond the very short term coalescing so that the progression of lower rally highs and resistance in the region of the trend mean has been confirmed once more, and it was down an additional 78 ticks. But when we look at that medium-term downtrend against the euro, then there isn't appearing, at least there doesn't appear to be any great hurry to buy the pound in here, and that it looks likely that there will be some probing of additional lows for the pound, or at least near-term lows, if not all-time lows. And against the dollar, it has been relatively unchanged. So then we should probably look at the euro versus the dollar, because it is pulling back towards, well, it has been pulling back towards the upper side of the underlying range and the region of the trend mean, but now we're starting to see some of that demand coming through. Europe's economic revival is on track. Obviously, that is weighing on the stock market with the strength that we're getting in here today. But more importantly, this is the first clear dynamic move from the region of the trend mean and that psychological 115 level. It represents the upper side of the underlying trading range. And as long as that 115 area is holding, then we can probably give the benefit of the doubt to the upside for the euro. And that is probably going to represent a bit of a headwind for European stock markets. Periods of euro strength have weighed on European stock markets, at least in nominal terms, and they are already in a process of mean reversion. And if we get additional euro strength, then that's likely to represent increasing pressure on those stock markets to complete a reversion back towards the mean. Well, then when we look at the bond markets, and I want to just keep a close eye on the 10-year chart, because what I see increasingly is people talking about the fact that the bond yield hit a new low or peaked, the bond market peaked, the yields hit an all-time low in the middle of 2016, and that's the beginning of the base formation. But anyone who looks at charts can see that yields have been basing for 5 years already, and the yield was is back below 2.4%, and the bigger question is whether the region of the trend mean is going to hold, and that's around 2.25%. If it does hold, then the likelihood is that we are potentially now moving back into an inflationary cycle, and that could have profound effects on just about all asset classes. But it is still an argument. And I think that is one of the more important points, that we are still at a period of synchronized global economic expansion. We're still at a period of time where central banks are increasing the supply of liquidity on aggregate, and that we do have uncertainties, but that by and large, the argument for whether inflation is back and is becoming an urgent problem has not yet been made. And with some of those uncertainties, then there can be some buying opportunities from the perspective of bond investors, thinking that they continue to represent safe havens. So we could get some back and forth in terms of bond trading, but the more important level now is whether the region of the trend mean does in fact hold. And I think with that, I will leave you for today. And I must admit that I'm feeling a bit jet-lagged, So I hope to be a bit more cogent in here tomorrow. And with that, I wish all the best to all of you. sorry, I'm traveling right now. I'm feeling kind of jet lagged, so I'm not really in a position to talk. I wonder, could you give me a call next week when I'm back in LA? Great, thanks very much. Okay, bye. Why is that just...